Welcome to today's best podcast ever. I am your host, Ethan Barton, and today's date is February 19th. I've got with me my usual cohorts in action.
You've got April Mitchell here.
And Chris Scott here.
And we got some things to talk about today. Lots of video game news. Birthdays, of course.
Lots of cool concerts coming to the area.
Yeah. Ooh, I go over entertainment news.
And Chris has got some crap ton of entertainment news.
Yes.
And I've got some tech talk towards the end. And some additions to Comic-Cons. So, I guess I'll start off, of course, with World of Warcraft. It's my favorite game ever. Well, I had changes in there. Anyways, I've been playing a lot of Skyrim recently. So, okay. World of Warcraft. It's been revealed that while patch 7.1 and patch 7.1.5 increased legendary drop rates, it wasn't revealed till a recent blue post that those rates have been slowly increasing as time passes. So that's kind of cool, actually. I don't know how much I'm going to rely on that, but legendaries. But because it always seems like when you start a new character or you switch over to like one of your characters you haven't played for a while, like the drop rates increase somehow.
Yeah.
Or maybe just because I don't have as many legendaries on that character. But anyways, so drop rates are increasing for legendary items. Huzzah! Patch 7.2 will unlock the Obliterium Forge at no cost. So I'm going to hold off till then.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Nope. It's going to unlock for no cost. So the items I got, the two of the four that I need to unlock it, I'll probably just give it back to the people who gave it to me. And just sell myself now while they can.
Exactly.
Anyways, and you'll get one free Obliterium. Woo! Other news, Blizzard will be ending support for XP and Vista, Windows Vista, later this year. And support for these versions of the, versions of these ended respectively 2009 to 2012. So why support a game for a system that isn't supported anymore by Windows, you know, you're going to be easier anyways running these kinds of operating systems. So they'll no longer be, you will no longer be able to run the games once they're no longer supported. So, I don't know if they're just going to force them to not play or something. But anyways, new patch 7.2 PTR notes have been updated. New dungeon, the Cathedral of Eternal Night, as well as its bosses have been mentioned. So you can go take a look at that. I'm sure the PTR videos are out now, so you can go watch some of those bosses. Flight in the Broken Isles Pathfinder Part 2 achievement has been revealed, so you'll know what, if you go check out the achievement, you can go see what you actually need to unlock Part 2, assuming that they don't change it while it's in PTR.
Excellent.
So, yay flying. I love flying. class campaigns mentioned, so, you know, there's going to be new class campaigns for everybody when patch 7.2 drops. PvP brawls, bitches, that's going to be dropping, so I'm excited about that. New world quests. World quests are cool. Changing it up might be fun. New dungeon changes, including mythic effects changes, which are the negative effects at certain levels. You get more compounding effects, which affect you and make it more difficult. Well, they apparently are changing those up. Also, they mentioned mythic lower and upper Karazhan. So I'm going to guess that making mythic, those will be fun. Like, to actually run as a mythic. I wonder if that means it'll increase the, like, eye level of the drops. I hope so. I'll save that for last. New fishing artifact appearance being added. So, okay, that's cool. I think it's a hidden one. I don't know, maybe not. Because it didn't say hidden when I looked at it. And last but not least, for the patch 7.2 notes, Zoigod, Demon Hunter Pepe toy will be added. So you will have a Demon Hunter Pepe. Now, they said Pepe toy, and it does actually look like a toy. So it's not going to work with the trans-dimensional inner Pepe whistle or whatever that we got. So I think that that's an addition to that. So
that
you can just get that, and
where'd
it's
you
just
get
the Demon Hunter.
Where'd you say you get the toy at?
I don't know. They haven't released it yet. It's past 7.2 yet.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know the exact details of how to get it. Artifact knowledge and patch 7.2 is changing. Instead of being a flat cost scaling towards the end of the progression, because it went, like, exponential, and then as soon as you got to the top, like, it kind of plateaued. So it was a lot easier once you got more towards the end to get maxed out. They're going to change that, and they're going to make it exponential growth. So towards the end of the new 7.2 change, because it's going to be introducing new levels and all that, they're going to stop making it plateau, and it's just going to be a straight exponential curve for the rest of the new ones that they're adding.
Yeah.
So, yeah. For those who haven't maxed out their artifact knowledge, there's that.
Yeah.
That's it for WoW news. If any of you have been watching the news at all and are familiar with PewDiePie, he's taking a little bit of heat for paying people to hold up anti-Semitic messages and videos. Media is blaming him, although he says it was just jokes taken out of context. And it's a personal attack on him, quote unquote. Mm. So, I don't know. I've never really been a follower of PewDiePie, but, you know, I can kind of understand where he's coming from with that.
Yeah, I haven't been the biggest follower from it either, but...
I think one of our neighbors listens to PewDiePie.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see how much is this.
Huge. It's like 53 million people following him.
He's got a huge following.
Yeah. I guess he's been losing some followers, but I don't think it's been that bad for him. But, yeah, it is affecting him. How many people use PS Now?
Nope.
Nobody, I don't think really I know, uses PS Now either. But anyways, so they're going to be discontinuing it for PS3, PS Vita, PS TV, Sony Bravia TVs, I didn't even know this was available for TVs, Samsung TVs, and Sony Blu-ray players, and just focusing on the PS4 and PC. Okay.
So you
PS Now lets you go and play older video games from back in the day. You know, for the old consoles and all that kind of stuff. So, like, PS1, PS2, probably PS3. So now you can play them on the PS4.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, and that's... All they do is, like, just emulate this. If not, they actually have physical consoles they're playing in.
That's okay, because all of our games are in one place again.
That's right. But anyways, it's, like, $20 a month for the service. And they're going to be ending support August 15th, except... for the Sony Bravia TVs, which is going to end sooner, probably because they're having a hard time with it. Subscribers need to manually disable the subscriptions. So if you've got a PS3 and you're subscribing to it, you're going to have to manually cancel it. Otherwise, you're going to still keep getting charged for it. So, yeah, just to let you know.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now. It's hundreds of PS3 and PS4 games and Windows PC. I'll let you stream hundreds of games. PS3 games to your PS4 and Windows PC. So it's only PS3 games are hitting.
Well, I thought they used to have the PS1 and PS2, so it's the PS3.
That's what it's looking like from their website.
The PS1 and PS2 exports.
Well, then that doesn't sound as cool.
Yeah.
Which is probably why it's not, like, you know, big on my list of things I want.
I mean, I'd play
for
the record.
I got excited for, like, 30 seconds.
I know, so was I. I'm like, PC? Okay, I gotta look into this, and that's why
I look. Like PS1, PS2.
Oh, God, yes.
I wonder what kind of latency you'd have, though. Like, you'd have to have a definite solid connection to their servers to...
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't be able to play probably multiplayer, I think. Mm-hmm. But, maybe. I don't know. I haven't used it. So,
yeah, it seems
interesting, but...
I mean, looking at the site, I see Beyond Mafia 2, Last of Us, God of War 3, Ratchet and Clank, which I'd play it for, Mortal Kombat, and I think they do have the multiplayer on that.
Okay. So they have their internal, it's probably tied straight to the PSN network and all that from there. So
more than likely, yeah.
So that's cool. Moving on. So a set of documents seem to be leaked about Nintendo Switch. Whether or not it was intentional, who knows.
Mm-hmm.
But it was more for, like, oriented towards developers of the system or whatever. CPU being a quad-core ARM Cortex A57, so it's pretty up there, with a max speed of 2 gigahertz, which is okay. GPU being a Maxwell-based NVIDIA chip. They mentioned something about, like, maybe that being lower than they expected. Featuring 256 CUDA cores at 1 gigahertz max speed, 1 teraflop of processing power, for those who actually care about that stuff. only 4 gigs of RAM shared with the VRAM, though, so that's interesting. It's kind of low. And then the max charger sizes for these things are going to be 32 gigs. Which is still pretty big. I mean, it's an it's a Nintendo game, so I feel that they're always, like, requiring less space because, you know, they're not. I mean, maybe Breath of Breath of Wild, the new Zelda one or whatever.
Yeah.
That might be, like, pretty big. But who knows? Anyways, these specs could increase because the Switch is still in development, so that's cool. I just thought it was an interesting to say that.
Well, not really. I mean, the thing is, it's out in about 12 days.
It comes out on Eric's birthday.
It comes out on the 3rd. It comes out on Logan release day. It's Switch release day. It's going to be a busy day.
Really?
Mm-hmm. 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 Because Eric said he's been wanting to pre-purchase, but nowhere has him.
Okay. Oh, sorry. It was because of the base of the time frame of that release of the document notes that they had back in the day. So based on the time between then and now, they could have changed.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so we'll probably know the release day of what exactly it's going to be.
I'm
not ready.
Honestly, I'm still just waiting to see that retro, you know, smart boy that you can connect up to your cell phone because, yeah. You know, I want to be. The funny thing is, I'm over at my brother's house for Super Bowl weekend. He's like, "Hey, I found something yours. I think it's yours. It was my fucking Pokemon Gold cassette from Game Boy Color." I'm like, "Hey, I could play that if I had that."
Yeah. there was somebody who was coming out stuff like that. I think it was for Nintendo.
See, I'm just hoping with the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie coming out, they'll come out with a new game.
Ooh, yeah.
Probably. I'd be in the mood to play a Pirates game.
Yar. In other news, Sony patents a HTC Vive light tracking system hinting at a wireless PSVR. So this is just a patent, but this could be a potential upgrade to the current PlayStation VR or maybe a new version of the headset. So because, you know, I feel that the wires are constraining, and I think that, like, having to... I'm sure those wires are long, but hey, I would know because I haven't really checked any of that stuff out because I don't go to Best Buy. Oh, that was the Oculus, though. I wonder if anybody has a demo of the PSVR. I'll have to look it up later. But I think it's kind of cool. I'm still on the fence about buying PlayStation VR, though. If I'm going to buy a VR, it's probably going to be either the Oculus or the PlayStation VR because the PlayStation VR is cheaper than the Oculus. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I know you, Jason. You'd probably want to connect it up to your beast of a system because you know you'd be able to run it, and you'd run it well.
Well, I would need to probably buy a PlayStation Pro, and that's where I'd on the fence. Although there is a $110 trade-in credit up to sometime this coming week for GameStop. So you could at least get $170-some dollars. $160 to $175, up to I think $225. Somebody said for a trade-in value of a PlayStation to try to upgrade to a PlayStation 4 Pro.
Nice. Oh yeah, I see it right here, $175.
Yeah. So, oh, and that also goes for the Xbox too. So if you want to get an Xbox, you know.
Yeah.
But I got one just to watch videos and all that stuff. In other news. Thousands of disabled people are living in virtual utopias in Second Life. I thought that was very interesting.
Wait a minute, I thought Second Life was shut down.
No.
Huh.
No. I don't think Second Life, I think maybe you're thinking of one of the servers. Because Second Life was very successful.
Oh, I remember that, yes.
Yeah, Second Life, right here. You can just go log on to their website right now.
Oh, my God.
For free.
So. Oh, yeah. I spent a little too much time at one point in my life on on Second Life. I won't even lie.
Well, apparently a lot of disabled people are, too. Many disabled residents who may spend 12 hours a day in Second Life have important moments and relationships occurring in a virtual world. It's roughly estimated that 20% of those who make up Second Life are disabled, though some estimates could range up to 50. I thought that was cool. Because, you know, it just takes me back to Ghost in the Shell in the virtual rooms. Anyways, I think that's...
This is the first I'm hearing of it.
Yeah.
Hearing about
Second Life.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was a... Back in the day, there was something like it. Active Worlds. It's called Active World.
Never heard of it.
And it was a very early version of it. Like, back in Yahoo Chat was a thing. So, yeah. Anyways, cool. Cool stuff.
Yeah.
And my last bit of game news, guess whose 20th anniversary is? MAME! Yay! And for those who don't know what MAME is a multiple arcade machine emulator. Thousands of contributors have made a system that emulates more machines than any other program. So.
MAME, yes.
Yep. Been around for a while. Most older video game systems can be emulated by MAME, and its goal is to accurately represent those older systems. So, some people don't like that, because they'd much rather it look nicer, like, more up-to-date kind of that. But they try to make it look how it was when you would have played that system back in the day.
Right, so. Yeah, like, actually being at the arcade with the whole deck and all that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it for my video game news. So, birthdays. I hear there's some pretty cool birthdays coming up. I saw one of them. I'm really excited about.
You saw one of them? I don't think you saw one of them, no.
I saw one of them, I like.
Birthdays, okay. So today is an interesting day for birthdays. First we have Millie Bobby Brown. For those of you who watch Stranger Things, she is 11. She was born in 2004 in Malaga, Andalusia, Spain.
Nice.
Like I said, she's 11 in Stranger Things, so check it out. The other birthday for today is Benicio del Toro. Been in a lot of things. He was born in 1967 in San Germán, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Like I said, he's been in a lot of things, but I know I like him best as the Collector.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he's been the Collector in more than just the Guardians of the Galaxy. He was also uncredited as the Collector in Thor: The Dark World. And he's going to be the Collector in the upcoming Avengers Infinity War.
Interesting.
So, happy birthday, Benicio. I like saying his name, Benicio. Del Toro. Anyway, sorry. Tomorrow, we've got a couple of cool birthdays with a couple of honorable mentions. First is Joel Hodgson, born 1960. He is best known for creating Mystery Science Theater 3000 and starring in it as the character Joel Robinson.
Mm.
I was looking on my website that I go to for birthdays, and I said, he looks interesting. We're going to see what he's all about. And the other main mentioned birthday is Anthony Head, born 1954 in Camden, London, England. Rupert Giles in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I know him as Nathan, a.k.a. Repo Man, in Repo the Genetic Opera. And for those of you who've seen the television series Merlin, he's Uther. And apparently he makes an appearance in Warehouse 13 as Paracelsus. I can't pronounce that. I'm sorry. That's his character name. Anyways, I've got two honorable mentions. One is a guy by the name of Brian James, born 1945 on February 20th, died August 7th, 1999. He was General Monroe in The Fifth Element.
Okay.
And then you've got Lauren Ambrose. Here's one for all you Doctor Who fans. Lauren Ambrose, born 1978. Not really Doctor Who fans. Torchwood fans, I'm sorry. She was Jilly Kitzinger in Miracle Day. The little redheaded reporter chick. So happy birthday to those two. And then February 21st. February 21st is a very sad day. Alan Rickman's birthday. You know, being that he's barely been gone a year.
Yeah.
January 14th. He was born in February 21st, 1946 in Hammersmith, London, England. Died January 14th, 2016. I was at work. It sucked. We all know and love him as Hans Gruber in Die Hard, Sheriff George of Nottingham in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, the Metatron in Dogma, Alexander Dane in Galaxy Quest, Professor Severus Snape in all the Harry Potter movies. He was Harry in Love Actually. He was the voice of Marvin in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, It was Judge Turpin and Sweeney Todd. And he was the caterpillar, which we later learned his name is Absalom in Alice in Wonderland and Alice Through the Looking Glass. So lots of things that I know him from. The other birthday is Miss Sophie Turner, born 1996 in Northampton, Northamptonshire, England. We all know her as Sansa Stark on Game of Thrones, but apparently she also portrays Jean Grey on X-Men Apocalypse.
Mm-hmm. She does indeed.
I do have one honorable mention for all you foreign metal band fans. We have a lady by the name of Floor Jansen, born 1981. She's a Dutch singer. She's the lead vocalist of the Finnish symphonic metal band Nightwish. I like me some Nightwish. She has a great voice. So then we get to February 22nd. We have Ms. Julie Walters, born 1950. We all know her as Molly Weasley in the Harry Potter movies.
Mm.
She's also Mrs. Austin, Jane Austen's mother in Becoming Jane. And she plays the wild and crazy friend Rosie in Mamma Mia. And she's the voice of the witch in the movie Brave. And then for all you Star Trek fans, we also have Miss Jeri Ryan, born 1968. She played 7 of 9, 3 of 8, and 2 of 3 in Star Trek Voyager. Lots of numbers.
Yes.
Anyway, February 23rd, we have Emily Blunt, born 1983. She was in Looper. She played Queen Freya. Oops, sorry. Notes are bad. Queen Freya in The Huntsman Winter's War. And she plays Queen Victoria in The Young Victoria. And then we have Dakota Fanning, born 1994. She's the voice of Coraline in the movie Coraline. She's in War of the Worlds. She plays one of the Volturi, Jane, in the Twilight movies. And she's Fern in Charlotte's Web. February 24th is kind of cool because our two main birthdays aren't actors for a change. First one is Wilhelm Grimm, born 1786 and died December 16th, 1859. Brother of Jacob Grimm, and together they were the Brothers Grimm, writers of Grimm's Fairy Tales. And then you've got Steve Jobs, born 1955, died October 5th, 2011, co-founder, chairman, and chief executive officer of Apple, Inc.
We're a black girl.
Yes, sure. I have one too. Honorable mentions are Billy Zane,
born
1966, yeah. I know him best as Kaladin Hockley in Titanic and Drake in Charm, and apparently he was Match in Back to the Future 1 and 2.
He was also the Phantom in the live-action Phantom movie they did in the 90s.
Okay. Okay. And then you've got Barry Bostwick, born 1945. I could really care less what else he's been in, because he was Brad Majors in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. So happy birthday. And then February 25th is kind of cool. February 25th is Sean Astin's. Actually, you get a 3-4, like a 2-1. But Sean Astin's birthday is the 25th of February. He was born 1971. We know him as Samwise Gamgee in Fellowship of the Rings, Two Towers, and Return of the King of Lord of the Rings. He was also Mikey in The Goonies. He played Rudy in Rudy. He was in Encino Man and Toy Soldiers. And he's going to be at Indiana Comic-Con in April. Yay!
Yay!
I was looking at the panels. He's going to talk about his time as Samwise Gamgee.
Ooh, nice.
I would like to go to that. Next one is a twofer because it's twins. James and Oliver Phelps, born 1986 in Sutton Coldfield, Birmingham, West Midlands in England. In Harry Potter movies, all of them, it was James played Fred and Oliver played George Weasley.
Nice.
So we got a twofer. And there are your next week, this week's birthdays. So happy birthday, everybody.
Yay.
Lots of Harry Potter.
Yeah, yes. Three birthdays. That's pretty good.
And you got some brotherly love. You got Grimm. You got the other twins. You know, little of everything.
Heck yeah. So, crap tons of entertainment news.
Yes, entertainment news. Entertainment news up the wazoo. Oh, from what I'm – biggest thing that I'm looking at right now is that we've got 12 days until Logan comes out. So
yeah. You
know, they've finally started doing some screenings, you know, internationally. So, you know, I'm watching Hugh Jackman on Twitter and whatnot, and so far as of this morning – according to Rotten Tomatoes, they are still sitting in the high 90% for critics liking the movie. And that is looking pretty good. Because I was starting to worry about that. You know, 58 reviews, 97%. Because, you know, that is going to be Hugh Jackman's last outing as Wolverine. So,
oh yeah,
it is going to be really good to see what actually comes of this and just how well it goes critically, because, you know, the superhero movies have been doing all right, but it's just, there's nothing that's been really just nailing it out of the park and just killing it critically. I mean, yeah, the Avengers was good, but I mean, that was good for us nerds. The closest thing you had critically is, you know, you had Deadpool that actually got is up for an award, and some people are actually talking about Wonder Woman coming out soon, so it would be nice to see more of the comic book movies actually get some more footing critically. You know, I want to see one win a damn Academy Award, not for visual effects or sound or shit like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, the good, the bad, the ugly. Bad thing I've seen this week was, apparently, and I don't know how you two would feel about this, apparently they've already got somebody that are in early talks for the sequel to Suicide Squad, Suicide Squad 2, Mel Gibson. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that. Mm-hmm. I really don't feel – it's like people worry – yeah, people worry that, you know, DC's trying to, you know, catch up to Marvel, which they don't need to, you know. There's going to be an ebb and flow, I feel, nowadays with the comic book movies. Right now, Marvel's on the high side, DC's on the low side. You know, at one point, you know, they're going to, you know, Marvel's finished, going to be doing Infinity War, and then they're going to probably ebb off a little bit. You know, they're going to have not so much exciting stuff. That's when it's going to be DC's time to shine, but do you really want to throw Mel Gibson into the mix? I think not.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't really feel like he should throw that role.
Luckily, it's just early talks, and it's nothing specific.
Maybe so, they're just doing it as a media, like, ploy to get people to be more interested.
Very possible, very possible. The ugliest thing I've seen so far recently when it comes to comic book movies is all these trappings about what the hell is going on with the casting of the hiring of the director for the next standalone Batman movie. Because apparently it was going to be Ben Affleck. He was going to star and direct. And then Ben Affleck stepped down from directing, but still acting.
Right.
And then they were going to get Matt Reeves to come in for him. And as of right now, the guy is, you know, talks are breaking down. And he's best known for being director of the most recent Planet of the Apes movie that came out, the one that's about to come out soon, War for the Planet of the Apes. He did Cloverfield. So, I mean, the guy's got some clout, but things are breaking down with that. And it's just, it is becoming such a mess. It's like, and then people are talking, well, maybe Ben Affleck's not going to be in the movie. And I'm thinking, why? It'd be like doing two movies as Batman and then trying to get somebody else. So in other words, you're going to pull a Batman Forever and try to get a Val Kilmer to fill in for Michael Keaton. If Ben Affleck drops, that sounds stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
So hopefully that's just a lot of hyperbole and just a hot mess. Mm-hmm. April, I know you are a fairly decent Disney fan as I am. How do you feel about these live action renditions?
I'm okay with it.
Okay. Have you heard the newest announcement?
No.
Next live one they're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Lion King.
I think I heard that, actually.
Yep.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
And I've looked into who they're getting. Donald Glover, who I found out is not related to Danny Glover. You know, I've got to think. Glover's a common last name. I know him best from being Rich Purnell, the one of the guys trying to help get Matt Damon home in The Martian. So he's going to play voice. He's going to be Simba. And thank God the man. They got to start filming soon because the man is still alive, and I don't want to hear anything bad happen to him. James Earl Jones is reprising the role of Mufasa.
Thank God.
Yes, I mean, oh, I mean that man just is. He's awesome. I mean, what more can I say about James Earl Jones besides the fact that he also voiced Darth Vader? Come on.
Right.
So I mean, I'm happy to see that.
I'm gonna play Jungle Book, right?
Hmm?
They're gonna have like CG lions and all that with humans in it, right?
Well, and that's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's gonna be live action with the CGI, but it's still. That's what I would think. I mean, they're saying live action Lion King. So, I mean, there was no humans in that movie. That's my biggest thing.
I have no clue how that's going to work.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't envision people are going to be dressed up as lions and, I don't know.
Now, I've seen the theatrical version of The Lion King. You know, I went and saw it at the Detroit Opera House several years ago. And that wasn't bad. I mean, they did have people, you know, dressed up as lions and tigers and crap like that. So
bears, oh my.
Yeah, and bears, oh my, exactly. So I mean that was kind of interesting. Speaking of one last bit about comic book news, apparently last night during I don't know if it was Wizard World Portland or something like that, there was an unnamed screening for a movie that they were doing last night, and it's sounding like, from what I'm hearing from Twitter peeps, it is it was a first screening of Wonder Woman.
Ooh.
So, and so far, good news. Good news that we've been hearing from that. So, you know, that, you know, you got Logan this month, and then you've got Wonder Woman coming out in June. So hopefully that will also be a good nod for DC. Last biggest thing, and I just like it because, I mean, we're all fans of it. This weekend is the Toy Fair out in New York, and I am seeing a lot. Yeah, the New York Toy Fair, with the Toy Industry Association, I am seeing a lot on Twitter from Funko. Lots of new Funko Pops being released. I mean, yes, I've already seen pictures of the Power Ranger ones. I'm skipping that. But yeah, you even have, to go back to one of April's birthdays, Millie Brown. They've got a one of 11. They're going to have a pop of 11. You've got a Deadpool one that says, Kiss the Merc. Not Kiss the Merc. But some of the best ones that I've seen, and I've shared it on my own Twitter feed, is you've got a whole line of Westworld ones that they actually did, which I was surprised. I didn't expect.
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, I mean, they've got the good characters. I mean, they've got Teddy, and they've got
there's people who collect that stuff, so.
Oh, yeah. Like you two do?
Oh, well, I don't know if I do Westworld.
Well, yeah, exactly. But I have seen, I've seen the Westworld ones. I've seen pictures of, of course, Kong Skull Island, they're putting ones out. One of the nice ones that I had seen was they've already got some coming out for Guardians 2. And they've got conceptual art for ones for Darkwing Duck. Yes. I'm like, thank you, my childhood. You are coming back. And I mean, they're not physical. They're just, you know, conceptual art, but I like how they're looking. They are looking pretty sharp. And of course, you know, you've got some common properties. They've got another wave of South Park, including, what was Butters' evil villain?
Oh, yeah.
Like Dr. Calamity or something like that.
Yeah.
They got Justice League, the Justice League ones, including a Superman one. So that still makes me think they're going to bring back Superman with the Return of Superman comic book arc. More Minions. I love Minions. So, and some of the classic Batman. So your old school King Tut and Batgirl and Mr. Freeze, Penguin, Riddler. Riddler one looks cool. These are more concept art, but I am looking forward to it. And, of course, one of the last big ones, Wonder Woman, I saw. So Funko's put out a lot of good stuff. I mean, of course, they're going to put a lot of pictures on their page and all that. So it's looking like they've got some good stuff that are coming out. So that would be one thing I would love to go to. You know, we're talking about going to Comic-Cons and gaming expos. You know what? Get me to a toy fair. Hey, that would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that is what I've seen coming out. So lots of good entertainment stuff.
Speaking of things coming out and being announced, I hear there's something else going around locally.
The Clap?
Yes, there is.
Oh, no.
Well, no. They took back all of our Cyclovir, finally. No, I'm talking about a announcement that was kind of sprung on me beginning of this past week. I'm like listening to the radio on Monday and all of a sudden I hear big announcement on the Bear and the Jason Lee and Cluck show Friday morning about the Bear Growl 6. I'm like, wait, what? But then I got to thinking about it. Last year, I remember when they announced it, I got up at 6 a.m. because they didn't say they were going to announce it at 7 o'clock hour. So I was up at 6 a.m. sitting in my car listening to it because the radio in here wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, isn't it kind of early for them to be announcing it this year? But no, because when I did that last year, we didn't have Boonie yet.
Oh, yeah. True.
So they've done some changes. Like, apparently it's going to be in the same spot it was last year, but they're revamping the stage. Apparently the stage is going to look cooler.
Ooh.
It's Sunday, June 11th, 2017. Apparently this time the gates open at 10:30 and the music starts at 12:30. Still at St. Joe County Fairgrounds in South Bend, Indiana. Same spot. Tickets go on sale Saturday, February 25th at 10 a.m. Still $20 a piece. But this year they're doing it differently.
Okay.
They're giving you parking passes. They're hoping maybe it'll declutter parking a little bit. If everybody either pays for passes when they come in or they already have passes. If you already have passes, I think you're going to get better parking than the people who buy them when they come in.
Or at least there's going to be two lines.
Yeah, because if you buy your ticket at your parking pass ahead of time, it's $5. Day of is $10. And I can go right to the Bear station and buy it. So, and they're also doing it. You can buy tickets at the station now, too.
Oh, nice.
And they also all updated it to where there's a limited number. They keep stressing there's a limited number.
Right.
But they're also doing what's called pit tickets. So that pit in the front is its own special ticket now, and those are $30.
Yeah,
oh,
I wonder
wow.
how control that. It's going to be probably an armband or something.
Mm-hmm. They're probably going to close it off like with like fencing or something.
Yeah.
Have people stationed at the entrances and then have like armbands or something. I don't know.
As long as it doesn't affect view of the stage and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably not going to be any different, yeah. That's all probably part of what they mean by revamping is revamp. And they said in honor, why don't they call it the Porta Pit, somebody texted in.
Oh,
but then
nice.
Somebody else said, well, in honor of their potatoes, why not we just call them Pit-tatoes?
Oh, boo.
But they only have a limited number of those tickets, so get those all you can. And they're doing the pre-tailgate thing again with Jason Lee and Cluck. I'm pretty sure you still have to win those, which I think is a crock, because they always announce them when I'm either getting ready to go into work or driving to work and can't text or contact them.
Mm-hmm.
Angers me, whatever. Anyways, that's that stuff. And then with the parking passes, you know, the regular tickets to get in go on sale Saturday, February 25th. Well, the parking passes go on sale Monday, February 27th. So they have a lineup again, and it's not as big as last year. There's one less band than last year, but that kind of makes sense because they have a couple of bigger bands than last year.
Ooh, let's hear.
So
I've honestly not heard this yet.
So, you know, we're starting off with who's opening and then who. They have one main headliner, but they also have another band that they're letting do a full set. So they're starting off with a band called Citizen Zero. I've heard of them. I've seen them play like one or two of their songs on the Bear, but it's been long enough and so sporadic that I can't remember the name of the songs. Mm-hmm. But I have a playlist for each one of these bands, so. Not heard of them. I have, however, heard of a band called Otherwise. That's the next one. They have a really good song that I like called Soldiers. Me and my mom really like it. They're more famous than Citizen Zero, but they're like the next one in line that I've not heard very many of their songs. But what I've heard, I like, because I recognize that they've played on the Bear. And then the next one, after Otherwise comes off the stage, next it's going to be Puddle of Mud.
Oh.
Possibly. Apparently, the lead singer, Wes, is kind of crazy. And when he came to Bear Growl 2, I guess he, like, had a meltdown on stage.
Oh, nice. Oh my God.
And then a friend of mine commented on my post on Facebook saying, well, for the most part, it should be a good show. When Puddle of Mud goes on, you'll have a couple of things possibly happen. He's like, one, that's if he shows up. Wes will probably show up so stoned out of his gourd that he'll wander off halfway through. And then Jason Lee and Cluck are kind of secretly hoping for another meltdown to make things interesting.
Oh my God, that's ridiculously crazy.
But if we can keep him in line, I think it'll be a great show for them. Because they're pretty big.
Even I know Puddle of Mud.
She fucking hates me. Who doesn't know that song?
Seriously. I know, I love that. I love
even
that
people
song.
Who don't really like rock music can tell me they've heard that song.
La 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 la.
Yes.
If it wasn't illegal, I'd have a snippet of each one of these bands for you. So I apologize. So then after Puddle of Mud is done, depending on how that goes, you never know, they might burn the stage down. From what I hear. Next is a band called All That Remains. Again, not heard an ungodly amount of their stuff, but the songs that I've heard, I like. Like What If I Was Nothing, very good song. That's the one that me and Mom know them best for. And this is where it gets interesting, because as soon as All That Remains gets off the stage, next you get the band that gets to do the full set. A little well-known band by the name of Skillet. Just had a new song come out that I am in love with called Back from the Dead. Anyways, let me get a quick drink.
I'll have to go back over and review all these songs.
Oh, yeah. Feel like a monster.
Okay. And that's the thing. Anyway. April always does the pre-Bear Growl music set. Believe me, I heard that last year. It was just like almost every other day she had the computer going on and it was just listening to the music and it's like, okay, I'm getting hyped about this. This is good.
Okay, now just wait. I still have one more band to announce.
Oh, I know you are. I was just feeling.
You know, my mom and I, we got all like excited face for Puddle of Mud, got all excited face for Otherwise and All That Remains, but we kind of screamed a little when we heard Skillet. And we screamed a lot and almost peed a little for this next one. Because they are the headliner, and that would be Seether.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
Seriously.
Oh, fucking hell.
$20 to see Seether.
$20 to see fucking Seether. Okay.
I get goosebumps every time I say it. Seether is going to be in South Bend, and I get to see them.
This is April fangirling, everyone.
Oh, Booney got so excited because we were both jumping, me and Mom were both jumping up and down screaming, yes! Oh my God, yes! And the dog's like freaking out, what the fuck? So then I'm like, okay, Mom, I have to play you like every song that we're going to hear at this concert. We start playing Spotify songs. Hey, look at it this way. The band gets a penny for every song we play.
There you go.
I probably made him like 50 cents.
Did you know, fun fact, and since because I'm looking at their wiki page right now, they were used to be known as Sarin Gas.
Huh. One of the lesser known bands is from over by Detroit. I can't remember if it was All That Remains or Otherwise or Citizen Zero, But one of those is from over by Detroit.
Oh, I'll have to look them up.
Might even be otherwise is what I thought. Here, let me look real quick. Yeah, because they were saying when they were announcing the bands that one of them's from Michigan.
I know there was a couple last year that, oh, it's Citizen Zero. You nailed it right on the head. So, yeah, that's, I mean, that sounds like it's going to be a good setup.
Yeah, it's definitely a good lineup.
Oh, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. The lineup was good last year because I really like Sick Puppies, and I really like Pop Evil, and Scott Stapp was actually, for being off-key, was pretty good. Mm-hmm. It was a good lineup, but the year before was better, and this year's going to rock.
Yeah, that's
because it. All that remains is like a little bit of a heavier band than the rest of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is going to be some good use.
I'm excited. I'm very excited. Oh, and plus, this might be like the last 2 years, and we discover a new band.
Right.
There you go.
Because I always try to pay extra close attention to the bands that I'm not used to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to be like, I've told my mom she's going. I don't care what she says, she's going. Because I need somebody with me who knows all the Seether songs.
Well, let's put it this way, April. Between Jason and I, remember, we have not, as opposed to last year, now there's enough fat people chairs that if need be, we can hogtie your mother and drop her into one of those chairs. Because we got four of them.
Well, she's trying to say that if she goes, my dad's going to go. I'm like, and his first, I told him that today, and he's like, do I get to wear headphones? I'm like, why would you want to?
Yeah. Besides, April, they're your parents. In a fat person chair, we could hogtie them both together and throw them in one.
You got to realize, thanks to the Valentine I let my mom pick out, because I had an unopened box of How to Train Your Dragon Valentines.
Mm-hmm.
And I let her pick out which one she wants. So apparently I'm her only best friend, because that's what Valentine says, that I'm her best bud. So, like, I have to take her because I'm her only friend, apparently.
Well, that's both cute and horrible at the same time.
I'm not really her only friend. It's the joke we have now.
I know. Come on, I know your parents.
So, yeah, I'm very excited. I'm excited to see how they do the parking this year with it being more regulated and that we can actually get in and get our seats earlier.
I still say last year's seats were pretty damn good that we, you know, the spot
I'm
going to
try for that exact same spot. I liked that spot.
Mm-hmm. It's like right there at the corner of the grass, right by the cement, you know, it's like, perfect.
I think left side is better than right side, too, because I think you could see more of it from the left side than we would have been able to the right side.
Unless they do something with the stage different.
Yeah, unless they do something different with the stage. So, being that we got there at 10 last year, we're waiting in line, I'm thinking that we probably need to get there earlier this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, well, we just have to wait longer then.
That's fine. We can take stuff to do. I'll take my battery pack. We're good.
Oh yeah, I think we all got battery packs now. Battery packs. Take, you know, all the crap.
Dude, I can bring coloring books and crayons. I have my handbag of holding now.
Oh no! Hold
on. The cops are gonna look at me funny when I empty my bag for them, though.
Oh no, I just thought of the most ridiculous idea, you two. And, you know, this is also going to go out to the listeners right now. You realize that's a Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Intermittently, we record our podcast from the Bear Growl. That would be hilarious.
That would be hard to do.
We
want electronic equipment out in the heat if it's warm.
You can record it on our phones.
Exactly.
Oh, record sound clips on our phones and mix it in? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we could do a legit podcast, but then, you know,
we'll do an on-site podcast. That'd be fucking wicked.
Exactly.
And then I can send it the link to Tommy Carroll and let him know.
There you go.
Because I kind of told him that I would post. He's sharing like a little trailer, like a little commercial YouTube video or something on Facebook. And I told him that I would post it on our website, so in the notes, so people could watch it.
Perfect. Even better.
So, yeah, it was funny because when he actually came into the studio on Friday when they announced it, because normally he's in home sleeping at 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he'd been at the studio late the night before, so he was, like, dragging ass. But yeah, he said, all right, Bear Girls, planned and announced. I can go home and go to bed now. Go get some sleep. For a couple weeks anyway.
Exactly. So good announcements, April. Good announcements.
Yeah, I'm excited. Oh, I'm already planning.
So, yep.
What you got, Jason?
I got some tech talk, I suppose. I'll start with My Theme Kayla. At least that's what I call it, because I accidentally typed it up wrong. Oh. So, and then I just left it because I'm like, yeah, it's appropriate. So on NPR, like, I remember hearing about this a while back ago about a controversial doll that is internet connected, and it has a microphone and camera.
Mm-hmm.
So, or sorry, microphone and speaker, not camera. So the government, a German government watchdog is now ordering parents to destroy an interconnected doll for fear it can be used as a surveillance device. My friend Kayla, or maybe what I called My Fiend Kayla, contains a microphone and speaker and is a concealed transmitting device which is prohibited under German telecom law. So, I thought that was interesting. I'm like, yeah, give your kids something that can record them and be used by surveillance. So, FBI's all of them, I'm sure. Anyways.
Germans.
Be careful with what you play with. EU moves to bring in AI laws, but rejects robot tax proposal. So, I thought that was cool. We don't want these AIs getting crazy and killing people, so it is best to regulate this stuff. The new rules will establish ethical standards for development of AI and introduce an insurance schema to cover liability for accidents involving driverless cars. Probably a good idea, actually.
Maybe.
But, you know, ethical standards for development of AI. Because, you know, once it takes over, we're all doomed. We gotta confine it with laws that it can somehow probably figure out and supersede. Anyways, I need to delete your Yahoo email account. Well, good luck.
Okay.
So, if you try to delete your email Yahoo account, your Yahoo email account, it'll take about 90 days for them to remove it once you start the deletion process. However, and unfortunately what some people are finding out, if you log back in during these 90 days, the time frame for which it deletes is reset. So the counter is set back to zero. So every time you log in to see if you deleted it, it just resets the counter back to zero. So you're going to have to wait like half a year, probably, and then go log in to see if you can log in. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a little ridiculous.
It is unfortunate and ridiculous. Because, you know, people have these email accounts. I have one that I really don't use anymore. I mean, it's all Google all the way for me. So I think I have one thing tied to it, and it's not really important. But anyways, people, email addresses, good luck trying to do it to your Yahoo account. In better news, YouTube will be killing the unskippable 30-second ads next year.
Yay!
Yay.
Instead, they'll be focusing on commercial formats that are more engaging for both advertisers and viewers.
No!
I don't know. It just means, to be able to watch the next video, try to click this little button that's going to move across your screen. In the form of an icon for Pepsi or something.
So it's a fucking game now.
That's how I do it. I annoy the crap out of people. Okay. Any personal Facebook video? Oh, Facebook Live videos you post end up on TV. Can end up on TV. What was found, an example case was a father whose partner's labor was live streamed on Facebook found it used on Good Morning America and numerous other media outlets. He ended up having a court case, but lost because it was deemed as fair use because he continued streaming it publicly on Facebook. So be careful what you live stream, because if you make it public, anybody can use it. Oh my god. That sounds horrible, actually. That sounds like a really bad thing. But, you know, it's your own fault for posting it and keeping it live. Well, he didn't realize it till like apparently like 12 or 15 seconds into it, or maybe 30 seconds, and then the problem was, is he decided not to try to make it private. He just left it public, which is why he lost the court case. Anyways, study finds high doses of B vitamins reduce schizophrenia symptoms. B6, inositol, and B12 with antipsychotic significantly improves symptoms of debilitating conditions of schizophrenia. So that's kind of cool, actually. I'm glad they kind of have these.
Let me do that one you were trying to pronounce.
Okay.
Which one were you trying to pronounce?
Oh, it's inositol. Inositol?
B6 and inositol.
Yeah, inositol is, I guess, and B12. So it's just
well, of course, apparently. When you mix them with antipsychotics, of course it's going to work.
Of course.
Right. Of course.
Because we all love our, we all want to have some Klonopin and some yogurt.
You know what we all want to also have? Woolly mammoths. So the Harvard team says they're 2 years away from creating a hybrid embryo for a woolly mammoth. That's right. We're resurrecting the woolly mammoth. Uh-huh.
You know, I'm okay with that.
It'll be a hybrid elephant-mammoth embryo, or mammophant. Will be brought about thanks to the power of gene editing tool CRISPR.
I've got a woolly mini Aussie. Does that count?
I don't know. Can we CRISPR him?
No.
Well, then no. Okay. Well, as we mentioned in the past, but becoming more apparent as Google reassigns hundreds of Fiverr employees to other parts of the company, Google is now focusing on more high-speed wireless solutions as running fiber optic cables into people's homes have become too expensive. No. So anybody who's hoping for Google Fiber in their area, yeah, probably not going to happen. So unless you already have it, you're kind of screwed. But you know what? I think it's probably better because if it's wireless and high speed, we can get faster speeds over wireless than we can with the fiber. More power. I mean, like, that's just more ease, everything. It just seems a little more insecure. Okay. Last bit of news. I saw this video. I don't know where it was. It was either on, I think it was on the internet. Somebody had, like, some post on Facebook or something about it. But then I found another article about it. Dubai permits passenger-carrying drones. And by passenger, I mean human passenger.
Oh,
and these things look like just oversized drones, literally. Like, it's got the four propellers and, then like, a little carrying person thing in the center, like the passenger seats. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, it didn't look very safe either, because, like, if the engines turned on while you were outside of it, it could probably hack you to pieces. So, yeah, okay. Well, that's Dubai. So, yeah. They're future-looking. Also, Kenya approves commercial use of drones. Yeah, so because they outlawed it 2 years ago because they felt like drones were only something that the military should use, which is kind of how we kind of felt about it initially. But, you know, anyways, Kenya has legalized drones for commercial use. Yep. So that's all I got. But I thought the huge passenger drone, you have to go look up the video, or it was a couple pictures and somebody had a video. They were just like announcing it some like, thing or whatever for Dubai, like with obviously it was in Dubai.
It just sounds dangerous.
It does. Like I can't fly my drone. My drone like flies in the trees, just crashes. Usually flips upside down. So yeah.
Well, but maybe it's properly weighted left to right, but not top to bottom. Maybe that's the thing. When you put the passenger in, it's perfect.
That's right. You just need that center of gravity.
Yeah, I'm just gonna keep saying that until I think it's actually true.
I'm just waiting for these things to, like, actually fly into buildings and shit.
Oh no.
Oh no! I'm just gonna land on top of these buildings with this thing.
Yeah, quite literally.
Or into, or around. Oh well. Or, like, it flies too low and just starts chopping people's heads off as it goes off them.
Jason! Oh, that's horrible. That's
this
even
is why
horrible.
I feel this is a bad idea.
I agree that it's a bad idea.
But anyways, it's not in the U.S. And there's reasons why it's not in the U.S.
Thank God.
Because of that. Anyways, that's all I've got in horrific news for Tech Talk this week.
Horrific Tech Talk.
Or good news. Woolly mammoths.
I've got some good news.
Ooh, what you got, April?
I've got some Comic-Con updates.
Ooh. I need some good news.
Anybody here into wrestling?
A little bit.
Have you ever heard of a show called Luca Underground?
That I haven't.
It's some kind of wrestling show. I don't know if it's a reality show or what, but it's, a bunch of people from the show Luca Underground. Apparently it's on Netflix.
Huh.
is going to be at C2E2. We got Chris DeJoseph, Johnny Mundo, Melissa Santos. Apparently Rey Mysterio's on it.
Ooh, nice.
Taya Baker and a guy named Vampiro.
Vampiro.
They're all on this show. And they're all going to be at C2E2 along with Commander Holly, which is a cosplay person. Finn Wolfhard, another boy, little boy from Stranger Things, he's going to be there. And that looks like all the updates for C2E2 that are, you know, media guests.
I'm excited about the Indiana one.
They've added Jewel State from Firefly.
Ooh.
She's going to be in Indiana. But I think that's the only media update. Well, I did have someone share on my Facebook page that two of the actors from Revenge of the Nerds are going to be there. But I haven't seen it posted on their website. So I don't know if that's true or if that maybe was like years back.
I think I know what you're talking about, April.
Yeah.
So once I know that for sure, I can update everybody. Now, Motor City Comic Con had a couple of updates. One is someone who I think he was either there last year or was supposed to be there last year and then canceled. I can't remember, but it was Josh McDermott from The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. He's going to be there. You've got Herbert Jefferson Jr. He was Lieutenant Boomer on the original Battlestar Galactica TV series. He's going to be there. And Thomas Ian Nicholas from American Pie is going to be there. The one who drank the cup.
Yes, the cup.
Yeah.
That's all we can say.
So there's three American Pie actors right there that's going to be at Motor City.
Oh, yeah. I remember Shannon Elizabeth, him, and then I just can't. I'm blanking on the third one right now.
Mina Saveri or Saveri.
Right,
or
yeah.
She's going to be there. So that's three. Now, we all know who I wouldn't mind. You know, the emotional one. If he was there, oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm going to see John Barrowman, so life is good. I'm really wishing I would have bought that picture last year.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
That would have been funny. Yeah, I remember us talking about it, too.
Because I stood there a minute, and I'm like, do I get this one signed, or do I get that one signed?
Yeah, I think I was there for that decision-making process. Mm-hmm. And,
it was tough, and I decided against it, because I was like, when am I ever going to meet John Barrowman?
And freaking hell, it's like...
Man.
Yeah.
At least they didn't try to get Billy Piper this year.
But
she canceled like three things in a row last year.
And with her cancellation, that was like what? The day before?
The night before. The night before.
Oh.
Because somebody, one of my friends had told me, you better hope she don't cancel.
And you're like, oh, whatever.
I'm like, who cares? I didn't buy a ticket to see her.
Mm-hmm.
I like Amy Pond better, whatever.
Right.
Now, if Karen Gillan was there, oh my God, because she's not just Doctor Who anymore. She's Doctor Who. She's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm. She's gotten huge.
Well, famously, not.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Figuratively, not literally. Oh.
Watch what you say.
I do. There's little thought bubbles that come out, and you know, speech bubbles, bleep, bleep, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna let that float.
Every time you say that.
Oh, somebody at work yesterday asked me. I think it was Smead. So, are you excited about Dean Cain and Elkhart?
Oh.
At the Hall of Heroes Comic Con, I'm like, well, honestly, hadn't thought about it.
Yeah. It's like, well, now that you mention it, no.
Yeah. Was never a very big Lois and Clark fan.
Yeah.
Only because things would start to get good, and then they'd fuck it all up. Something would fuck it all up. And I'm like, you know what? I can't take this.
Big case of fuck it all.
So, anything else we need to add, or can I do my spiel?
I am good for the week.
I was going to say, did we talk about, which wasn't on any of this, but the Doctor Who? Changeover.
Oh, is that for certain?
That's what it sounds like.
The actor they've picked? I can't believe it. Isn't it kind of cool?
Oh, no. I didn't think that was definite.
No. That's not certain. It's the fact that he's not going to be doing it.
Yeah, so that is definite.
Oh, yeah, he's leaving the show.
Yeah,
this will be
long. He's leaving the show.
I don't think we talked about that before.
No, we haven't. Yeah, Peter Capaldi is officially leaving Doctor Who.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was rumor that they're trying to get Tilda Swinton, but I don't know. I don't think they never said that he couldn't switch gender. Right. Never said.
Exactly. I think there is really good. I really think there's a good chance, and I think there's enough of a groundswell that they might actually do it.
And she's got enough masculine features that it might work.
Very true, considering she did play Gabriel and Constantine.
Exactly.
And
did a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and don't get me on how, I mean, she wasn't masculine in Doctor Strange, but I mean, she kind of, you know, she was kind of ambiguous. If you watch her character in Doctor Strange, she kind of looked ambiguous, not male, not female. She really was the angel.
She was the queen in Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't,
and even then, I didn't really see her as a queen.
Mm-hmm.
She was just as masculine as she was feminine.
Right. She's
very powerful.
Exactly. She's not like freaking Beyonce trying to be Queen Beyonce.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. Isn't that some shit? Everybody's like, oh, Beyonce performing with her belly, you know, her baby bump. And yet, Lady Gaga gets shit for killing it at the Super Bowl because she wasn't as skinny as people wanted her to be.
I know. Seriously, it's a matter of perception. I like the fact that Lady Gaga actually, she did not do a gimmick. There was no gimmick. Not like the meat suit she had, or you know, any of the gimmicks she did back in the day.
I think she's growing up as a performer.
I agree. I very much agree.
And yeah, I know. Imagine that. Geeks going mainstream.
Who would know? What the fuck?
Mainstream things. How scary.
Yeah, you know what? It's because the establishment is afraid of us.
And you know what's funny about me bitching about Beyonce and Lady Gaga as I'm sipping my tea?
Why?
Because of that whole meme with Kermit the Frog and every time. That's none of my business.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you're sipping your tea like... Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah. All that's going on. I think that's kind of cool. But like I said, they need to stop hating on her. She killed it.
Agreed.
She killed it. So, anyways, I'm trying to find, there we go, social media information. Please do not forget that you can listen to us at our website, www.ingloriousgeeks.com. Which you can also find us on iTunes and Stitcher if you would like alternative ways to listen. On Facebook, we are Inglorious Geeks. On Twitter, we are Inglorious _ Geek. And now that we're recording on our computers, I try to be on Twitter while we record. And you can also, when I do manage to post, look at any pictures I post on Inglorious Geeks 3 on Instagram. And if there's any other social media outlets y'all think we should join, please contact me. Let me know. I'm Celtic Hoovian. 421@gmail.com. Contact me, tell me to sign up somewhere, or just say, hey, I'd love to meet everybody. So on that note, we are Inglorious Geeks, so sit down.
Shut up.
And roll initiative.
Have a wonderful, beautiful Sunday, everyone. It's 60 degrees here. I'm going outside.
Enjoy the weather.
Oh, my God, sunlight. It burns.
Bye, y'all.
See ya.
All right. Bye, everybody. And also, for those who like reading books about lawyerism things, The Lincoln Lawyer was a very good book. Okay.
And on that note, Philippa Gregory is coming out with a new book on her history fiction, but I'll get to that later.
And I'm currently reading Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett's Good Omens. And so far, it's excellent.
Okay, bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Books are good.